Hi and welcome to the Flex podcast. It's the 1st of September today and the weather's changed a fraction. So we've had quite a bit of rain. So if anyone feels a bit like me, feel a bit meh that it's the end of the summer. Also, September in fitness is mental. It's like January. So it's just, you got to be quite motivated to get stuck back in. So today's the first day where I'm definitely getting my shit together. And we're also starting prep week for my Get Your Shit Together challenge. So if you do need some help, come and check that out. We're not actually fully starting properly till next Monday, but today, 1st of September, we're starting with all the prep stuff, like goals setting and sorting out of food, all that kind of stuff, just the bits we need to do to make sure that we know what is going to happen from next week and that we're sorted for it. I think most of us feel in the same boat because you've probably been on holiday at some point, you've had a bit more time to chill, we had the bank holiday weekend, and then when we come back, it's just like, right, we are in, we're going, this is what's happening, and we don't have quite so much free time maybe as we had before. Maybe you're really excited it's September because it means your kids are going back to school. Whatever the reason, this is kind of a changing month, right? It's a change in how we kind of operate and the sort of things that we do. So for me, it's a really good month for people to be like, yeah, I'm going. Not that other months aren't great, but this is kind of like a bit of a fresh start, if you like, after having had a really nice time, which is great because we need to do that as well. But what we normally do, or what we are doing, is today people are sort of setting goals and kind of outlining what it is that they really want to achieve over the next 5 weeks. And that's important because it helps to give you a bit of focus and when you can actually see what it is that you want. And it also means that you're able to then work back a bit and see, what do I need to do to make that happen? So for most people, it's going to involve some form of nutrition, some form of moving more, and some resistance training, because they're the three basics that we want to get in. And anyone who's looking to make changes really of any kind will probably be looking at those three things in some form or another, because they're the fundamentals of where we start with anything. So how I put that into practice for myself is I get up at 6 because I like to do tiny bits of phone work, get my stuff together and then start properly at 8. So that means I've got 2 hours to fart about getting ready, washing my hair, straightening it, whatever. I go out for a quick walk if it's not pissing it down because I'm a fair weather walker. Maybe I do a bit of yoga, reply to messages, reply to comments on social media and all the bits that are kind of a bit more fiddly. So that then when I start at 8, I can start on bigger projects. So that really helps me feel effective in the morning. And there is a lot to say for that because now I've started and I feel productive, I feel a lot more ready for the rest of my day, which means for me, my food choices are going to be better. I'm going to make sure I fit in my training. And then hopefully I'm going to be able to do some other things that make me happy, like either seeing friends or playing the drums or whatever. So it helps me feel like a more productive human, which then gives me energy for the rest of my day. So have a look at your morning routine and see what tweaks you may be able to make. You might not be able to make any. You might have 75 kids that you've got to get ready for school. I completely get it. But for some people, that morning routine, you're able to tweak it in some way to make the rest of your day either more productive or easier. So it could literally be chopping up something while you're waiting for something else. So for example, if I'm soaking my oats, as it were, for my breakfast, sometimes I prep my vegetables that I'm going to have at lunch or dinner because I know then I'm going to be a little bit busier or a little bit more focused in something. So I make it easier for myself. So it can literally be that simple. Make sure I get a walk in the morning because I do a lot of desk work in the first part of the day. So because I'm quite a physical person, going for the walk helps me focus. Otherwise, I'm really fidgety and I find it difficult to concentrate on what I'm doing. So the walk or the yoga makes me feel a lot better on that. So if again you're finding yourself a bit unproductive at work, then I would try to get moving in the morning if you can. And obviously I'm not here to coach you about your work, but the quicker you get your work done, the less late you have to stay, the less stressed you're going to feel, and all of these things have got an impact on how much time you then have and how much energy you have to look after yourself. And that's essentially what we're aiming for. I try to plan my food I don't plan like meal plan properly, but I only cook about 7 different things across the week. So it's not really that tricky for me to plan it. But I plan it in the way that I know what's going to fit and help me with my goals. So high protein, high fiber, lots of veggies. And I make sure I've done my food shopping. Because when you're working, you're back at work fully. Everyone's back at work. No one's on holiday. All your colleagues are in. They're all asking you for stuff. Everyone's trying to catch up off after holiday. We want to make life easy for ourselves. And if your meetings are running over and you had to take lunch at 2 o'clock instead of 12, whatever, you're no longer going to be in control of what you're eating because you're going to be starving. So you're just going to smash in whatever it is that you can find. And that's something that we want to try to avoid because obviously your health and wellness is currently a priority. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. So if we can make sure our food's in, make sure it's easy for us to cook or easy for us to make, and that it's helping us to move towards our goals, then that is going to be really helpful. So get your food shopping in, even if it's like microwaved meals, but you can, there are really good ones now where they come with balanced protein and high fiber. Bloody perfect. Easy. Nutritious. I throw an extra portion of veg on there and you're in for a win, right? So there's things that we can do. We don't have to suddenly turn into like, I can't even think of a cook. Gordon Ramsay is the only person I can think of. You're not going to suddenly turn to Gordon Ramsay on a Monday lunchtime. So find things that help you to move towards your goals while solving any time issues that you've got. Another thing I do is plan where my workouts are in so I know where they're going to happen. This week I've got my first aid refresher, so it means that I lose 2 days. So it means that I also can't train on one of the days where I would normally train. So now I've got to find an extra day to fit that workout in. So if I hadn't thought about that and hadn't kind of planned it, that would like throw me off a little bit because I'm like, oh, well, I only managed to work out 3 times instead of 4, so I'm a bit sad at myself. But actually, it doesn't matter. One, it doesn't matter if I couldn't get that 4th workout in because I'm still making efforts to look after myself. But secondly, it makes me feel better that I'm at least trying to reschedule and fit it in rather than just writing off the week, if that makes sense. So just because we can't be perfect and can't get things exactly how we want to doesn't mean we can't work towards them. Another thing that's important for me is planning in fun stuff. So a lot of people, when they start doing, working on their health and fitness, they're like, right, I said I'm not going out for 4 weeks. And we've got to be honest, for some people that might be their idea of heaven. But for a lot of other people, it's going to make them feel pretty sad and a bit shit. So actually, we still need to plan in things. It might be that if your social life normally involves 12 pints, 2 kebabs and a proper 12-hour sesh on it, that you try to cut down a little bit and leave a kebab out and maybe cut your pints down in half. But if, for example, normally you want to go out for dinner with your friends once a week, or you have like a movie night with your family or something, you don't have to get rid of that just because you're looking after your health and wellness. We have to also do things that are fun. And for fun, in I think probably most countries, generally involves some degree of food, because there's other fun things, don't get me wrong, but we have quite a high focus on coming round for dinner, going out for dinner, go for lunch, go for brunch. We're quite food orientated in our social lives, and that's okay, because if that's what we find fun and that's what we enjoy, we need to be able to keep those things in. Yes, we might tweak our food choices if we think that we might be a bit excessive, but it doesn't mean that we have to suddenly ditch some of the things that we're enjoying because we're starting this. It just means we tweak things until we know that we can move towards our goals in the way that we want to. So if you're feeling a bit meh today, I want you to sit down and think, how am I going to make myself feel better? Because the real truth of the matter is, people like me can help facilitate that. We can make suggestions. I'm going to help hold my clients accountable and coach them on this challenge and get the ball rolling for them and make sure they've got what they need. But I can't do it for them. They have to do it. And it's the same with me. Like, I felt right old miserable yesterday knowing that it was the last day of August. But no one can cheer me up as much as I can do to myself, because I've got to take action. Like, my mum's like the best person for like cheering people up. She's just so lovely. So I spent some time with her yesterday and it really boosted my mood. But inevitably, she can't be here all day cheerleading me through my work and going for my walk and my yoga. I do have to do it for myself. And it's the same with my clients. I can be there. I can be like, let's go, do this. Have you done this yet? Have you done that yet? Make sure you do this. I can do all that stuff. But I can't do it for them. They've got to do it for themselves. And that's the hard part for people that can be a bit trickier, because you've got to make yourself, even when you don't feel like it. And don't get me wrong, some days will just be like, I'm so knackered, I've not got the bloody energy, can't do it. And that's very different to not being bothered or to being in a bad mood so you can't do it. Sometimes we've got to get a grip, and I had to get a grip today. Whinged about things a bit yesterday, and then today I've got to get a grip because life carries on and I want to feel good while I'm living it. So just got to grab the bull with both horns and get stuck in. So if you are struggling, do want some help, Still Spaces on my Gist Challenge, we've got room for you. And I'd love to help you feel energetic and hold you accountable over the next few weeks and try to really get the ball rolling so you feel a lot more like your ducks are in a row for the rest of this year. So do come on over to my website if you want to sign up. But otherwise, just do it. Honestly, anything you do to look after yourself is going to make you feel much better. So let's have a little kind of reality check in a nice way, and a little come on, pull your big girl pants up, or whatever you want to call it. We're going to do it. September's going to be great, and we're going to do it, and we're going to feel well whilst we live this month, because that's what it's all about, really. Feeling stronger, feeling healthier, moving better, feeling accomplished. Such a huge big deal to have that feeling of like, I feel productive, I feel energetic, I feel like I've done well. It's such a nice energy to come into the day with and into the week, and to when you meet other people to give off that energy. So lovely, it's a really nice way to be. So let's do it. I'm going to stop talking. Did come in the time I wanted. I said 10 to 15 minutes today and I've done it. So I'm going to pat myself on the back for a job well done. And shortly, I've rushed this a little bit. I am sorry, but I'm about to have work happening on my bathroom, so I thought I'd better shush as quickly as possible so that you don't have to listen to a lot of hammering and banging and things like that. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. I'll catch you soon.